This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Here's a question. Is there enough of a connection between reading and rock to meld the two under one roof for a night of performance? Well, the answer is yes, according to Jim Sullivan. Jim is a contributor to The Artery at WBUR.org, and he presents as evidence a music and literature series of events called Earful. Earful started in Cambridge 16 years ago, but ended when the venue, the Kendall Cafe, closed a few years later. Now Earful has come back to life, this time in Watertown. That's one of the musical acts that performed at the most recent Earful event. Jim Sullivan, you were there. How does this evening work?
What they do is they toggle between writers and musicians. They start off with a writer, music, writer, and then closing with music.
And what about the genesis of this? What's the idea behind the whole evening?
Well, the whole idea is to bring music and writing together, and with the assumption that these two can fit together with an audience that is predisposed to read and predisposed to like music. And also, they're done in bite-sized chunks, 20 minutes each roughly. So you don't have the time to really get bored with either the music or the writing. Like in a whole concert. And let's face it, attention spans these days sometimes are a little less than they used to be.
And is there a theme to the evening, or does the song bounce off the piece of literature that was read?
No. The way it fits together thematically, not really. Jessica Shattuck and André Debus III were the readers, the authors here at the show that I saw. Damon and Naomi and Patty Larkin were the musical artists. And although there's a certain simpatico relationship between all of them as artists, thematically, no.
Jessica Shattuck, whom you mentioned, read from her latest novel, The Women in the Castle. She was the first up. Tell us about her.
Yes, she read from what she called her lightest chapter, Romance in the Time of Hitler. And it concerned a courtship between a young woman and a Nazi officer, and then also a less pleasant encounter with a Nazi.
His face was blubbery and wide, and as he spoke, rivulets of sweat dripped down his cheeks and hiccuped over his moles. But he was full of conviction. Today we usher in a new and important era. He used an approximation of Hitler's own staccato, his words half lost in the wind, half swallowed by the stone walls of the 700-year-old church behind him.
So the readings are about 15 to 18 minutes long. Was the audience receptive to this kind of combo platter of both literature and, I guess, rock, if it is mostly rock?
Yeah, rock in the broad sense of the term. Damon and Naomi do what you might call dream pop, which is sort of quieter and more moody and melancholic, if you've ever heard the Cocteau Twins, rather like that. And then Patty Larkin, of course, is noted as a folk musician, and what she does is probably called folk rock at this point. All the shows so far have been sold out. I think there's a lot of anticipation for how it's going to work and, you know, the way the mind shifts to enjoy someone reading for you and then to enjoy music. Damon and Naomi told the audience pretty much after they started the first song, they said that basically what they do are sad songs. They weren't holding the happy bits back from anyone.
I'm as puzzled as the oyster. I'm troubled. Should I stand amid the breakers? Or should I lie with death, my bride?
André Debus III came on after Damon and Naomi, and he told the crowd that we need sadness, the sadness that was expressed in their songs, in order to feel joy. And he pumped up the energy level in the room.
I understand he also read from a book of his that's not out yet.
Yeah, it's a chapter from his upcoming novel, 2018. I think it will be out. It's called Gone So Long. It's a tale told from three points of view from characters 20 years apart in age. And one of the characters, Danny, flashes back to a scene in 1969 as he worked as a carnival ride attendant and pined over the girls at the fair.
Every night the Himalaya had a line of people 100 feet long. Most of them girls, all of them beautiful, with their long hair and unbuttoned blouses, their bright eyes and smooth skin, some of them laughing while they lit up cigarettes and blew smoke out their noses like movie stars. From where Danny sat in his glass booth, a fan on him, the smell of fried dough and popcorn and gear oil in his face, he could see them all. And that's when Linda first saw him, though she'd known him for 2 years already, or at least knew who he was, the way he knew who she was, though the wanting hadn't gotten inside him yet.
Dubuque and I talked, and one of the things he told me about was that the main theme of the book is wrestling with the passage of time and the malleability of memory. And he said for his characters, it's hard for them to be in the present without feeling the weight of the past. And he said that also goes for his own life as well.
Closing out the night was music with Cape Cod bass singer Patty Larkin, who I guess talked about reading.
Well, she did. She started off by talking about how words were important, and you'd think that she would know that, being an English major and being a songwriter. But she said she kind of really rediscovered how words were important. She's working with various poets right now to put their poetry to her music. And one of the songs she did was called The Book That I'm Not Reading, which is actually, it's about the joy of being read to.
The book I'm not reading is riveting. The book I'm not reading keeps me up at night. The book I'm not reading is better than TV, giving me insights.
WBUR Artery contributor Jim Sullivan, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.